All right, it is Tech Tuesday. I can't believe how fast the week goes by. It seems like we just talked with ABC's Mike Debusky, technology reporter from New York, and he's in incognito mode right now, so we can just call him Mike. Welcome to the show. Mike, this is a kind of a big deal, this incognito mode with Google. Tell us all about it and what this means to everybody.
Yeah, so yesterday, Google decided to settle a major class action lawsuit having to do with incognito mode, which is a special mode within its Chrome web browser that purports to give you private web browsing. And exactly what private web browsing means in this context was the center of this lawsuit. The lawsuit alleged that Google's marketing and disclosures around incognito mode didn't sufficiently inform users about what data Google was collecting on users who were in incognito mode. Again, this is a private web browser, they say. So why is Google collecting data on users who are employing incognito mode? As part of the settlement, Google has to delete troves of data that it collected on users who were in incognito mode, stretching back as far as 2016, covering possibly millions of people. They also have to change some of their disclosures around the setting and some things having to do with defaults around third-party cookies, which are essentially digital trackers that advertisers use to serve you targeted advertising on the web.
So when you're talking about this, I mean, there are lots of data points, data items that companies could be gathering, but what are they going after mostly?
Again, web history is an incredibly valuable set of data for companies like Google, right? Google makes its money by selling the data that it collects on its users, the web activity of its users, to advertisers. And the more broad that data is, the specific websites that you use, what you do when you get to those websites, is valuable to advertisers because they can serve you more ads that are targeted to your specific interests based on your web browsing history. Now, again, to get back to this lawsuit, the idea that web browsing can be private, in Google's estimation, means that it is private from other people who use your web browser. You can imagine the applications in things like public libraries or workspaces where people share computers. Obviously, you might want to protect your web browsing history from other people who share your web browser with you. But this lawsuit seems to think that the idea of incognito mode maybe writes a check that Google's not cashing here, that people get the impression that private web browsing means it's private from not just other people, but from Google and from advertisers, when that is in fact not the case.
And the interesting thing, it's a major class action lawsuit. So what does that mean? Who gets the money?
Well, again, a lot of this comes back to the changes that Google is making. Initially, the people who were involved in this lawsuit were looking for $5,000 for each person who used incognito mode. Now, the lawsuit changed and shifted over time as part of this settlement agreement. It really just amounts to the changes that Google is making. But again, the deleting of this data is a pretty significant hit, about $5 billion. Worth of information is being deleted in Google servers right now. Google also, for its part, says that it never associates data with users when they are using incognito mode, and that they've always thought the suit was meritless. Okay. So that is Google's side of the argument.
Real quick, I've got about 30 seconds. This supercomputer, Stargate, what's this all about?
Yeah, that's right. This is a new joint venture between OpenAI and Microsoft, which have worked together before on artificial intelligence technology. Now they are building a supercomputer, which they are codenaming Stargate, to underpin the next generation of AI technology from OpenAI. We're expecting their next large language model to be called GPT-5 and to debut next year. This computer is expected to be a multi-billion dollar supercomputer, take up acres of land, and require 5 gigawatts of power. And a fun fact, it's called Stargate as a reference to the 1994 Kurt Russell movie, which is a bit of a hidden gem if you haven't
seen. That's a really good one. Before you know it, Mike, we'll be back with you next Tuesday. Always great to catch up with you. Thank you so much.
Of course, guys. Take care.